Yeah, it is Global Asbestos Awareness Week, and we're doing our bit today with James Cameron, who's a specialist industrial disease solicitor for Oliver and Co. And we'll talk about this in two halves, really, James. Let's start by talking about the danger that asbestos presents.
Sure. I mean, there's a bit of a misconception, Gavin, that asbestos risk is a thing of the past, but it's still very much real and present. And in this country, 5,000 people sadly pass away due to different asbestos-related cancers each year. And to put that into some kind of perspective, 1,600 people die each year on our roads. So three times as much people die from these conditions. It's really important that people are aware that this stuff is really dangerous when it's knocked about, when it's dismantled. And there needs to be some kind of centralised register, I feel, so people are aware of where it is, what sort of condition it's in, to try and avoid it in the first place.
Because it's in our schools, isn't it? It's in our hospitals, it's in some people's houses. You might not even know.
Shockingly, around 80% of our schools have confirmed that asbestos is present in some shape or form. 90% of hospitals contain asbestos materials. A lot of people don't realise that it's there.
Yeah.
So there needs to be some kind of consultation with a register at these places so people know where it is and how to avoid it. I mean, the tragic thing with these deaths is that 99% of the deaths are avoidable. You know, if people have been aware of where the asbestos was, they could have avoided it in the first place. But unfortunately, it's still a present and very real risk.
It's touching it and moving it and knocking it about that presents the risk, isn't it?
That's right. And that still happens a lot. I mean, I still speak to people on a monthly basis who are being exposed to this day. It wasn't banned in this country in its white form until 1999. So, in theory...
As late as that.
If you have a house that was built prior to the year 2000, there's a good chance that there's some asbestos content within it. But yeah, it's just something to be aware of. People aren't aware that these conditions even exist. And it's something to be very careful about, really.
And it's just one little fibre of asbestos can cause the problems.
To cause the asbestos-related cancer mesothelioma, that's right. Only a very low level of asbestos dust exposure can result in people being diagnosed with that condition. Other conditions involve much heavier exposure, such as asbestosis or asbestos-related lung cancer. But I've represented people who sadly developed mesothelioma after being exposed over a period of 2 days. So it can be a real low-level amount that people have breathed in, and then in later life, they sadly go on to develop this incurable condition.
Yeah, and this is the thing, isn't it? You could have come into contact with asbestos years, maybe decades ago, not realised that it's in you, and it could be 20 or 30 years before the problem manifests itself.
That's right. Anything sort of from 10 to 50 years prior to the onset of symptoms would be the period we always investigate to see how somebody's breathed in these fibres. And it's quite often the case on day one that our clients have no idea where they were exposed. We obtain their work history from the Inland Revenue. We go through all of the companies they've worked for, and we're usually able to identify a source then. And it's just a matter of trying to find an insurer or a defendant company to pursue them, to pursue the claim for compensation, and also look to recover private treatment costs for them.
Right, and we're going to come on after the next song to talk about treatment, because it's improved vastly in recent years.
It has over the last 4 to 5 years, I'm pleased to say. I mean, when I first started specialising in this area 17 years ago, the outcomes for clients are so much more bleak than they are now. You know, people were regularly passing away within 6 to 12 months of being diagnosed. The only availability of treatment was chemotherapy, maybe with a mixture of surgery. But now, with the advent of immunotherapy and added drugs to chemo, the outcomes are looking that much better for our clients, thankfully.
And we will talk some more about that after Ollie Murs.
side. I say, ooh, I found it. Everything about it makes me ooh. The power, everybody sees the bloody lights around. I can live without the world just falling down around us. Ooh, I found it. Oh, I found it, found it. Oh, baby, ooh, I found it. Keep the world just falling down around us. Whoa.
I found her. It's brand new from Oliver's, and you're hearing it on Chester's D Radio. James Cameron from Oliver & Co. is here. We've been speaking about the dangers of asbestos and how just a tiny speck of it can cause the cancer mesothelioma. Have I said that right?
That's right.
Yeah. But there's been a lot of advance in treatment over the last few years, so the prognosis, the outlook for people is way better than it was even 5-6 years ago.
It's quite a bit better, and I think what people need to be aware of is that a lot of these treatments sadly aren't available on the NHS, so the only way that people can receive the treatment is by paying for the private treatment cycles themselves, which can be very expensive.
I was going to say, they're not going to be cheap, are they?
No, each cycle costs between £8,000 and £20,000 per time, and it can cost up to £250,000 a year to receive the treatment over a 12-month period. So it's important, really, that people are aware that they can recover those treatment costs as part of a legal claim. People aren't often aware of that. But one of my clients, he's on his 18th cycle of private chemotherapy treatment with a drug called Avastin, which has been added to it. He's doing really well. He's just got married. Mm-hmm. He's just been away on honeymoon. He's living his best life, really, and it does make you feel proud when you've got a result like that for a client. Money is one thing, it's never going to correct what they're going through.
No.
The private treatment makes a real difference to people's quality of life, increases their longevity, and you do feel as though you've done a good job for people when you get that type of result. Another client I have, she had traces of mesothelioma on x-ray back in 2014, would you believe? So she's had the disease now for coming on 10 years. She's still doing really well, swimming every day. And this private treatment, again, has had a massive impact on her life. So you do feel as though you're making a difference in this area.
Definitely. Well, you're extending people's lives, but not only that, you're extending or improving the quality of the years they have left, and that's so important.
That's right. I mean, I think back in the day, if people underwent radical surgery, Gavin, I mean, for a good 3-4 months, they'd be in such a bad way. You know, often really invasive surgery involving the removal of the lining around the lung, and it took them such a long time to recover from that type of procedure. So, you know, it wasn't exactly a good quality of life that they did have if they chose that option. Whereas these less invasive treatments, immunotherapy, which targets the body's or harnesses the body's immune system to target the mesothelioma cells, that has a much more positive effect on trials compared to just chemo alone, which obviously kills the healthy cells as well. So the immunotherapy has made a real difference to people. Thankfully, first line, so first treatment you have, is now available on the NHS. So that's been a recent change.
Right.
So people are benefiting from that, but it's not available on a second line basis. You'd need to pay for that privately or pursue a successful legal claim to get it set on a second line
and
basis.
And that's where you come in.
That's where we come in.
Yeah.
So it is such a huge part of the work that we do now. And as I say to people on day one, you know, money's going to do one thing. It'll help with your care and assistance, aids and equipment you may need around your home. It's not going to fully compensate you. You'll have a degree of justice by winning the claim, but the greater prize is having this access to the private treatment.
Yeah.
The gold standard, if you like, in terms of tackling this awful disease. And hopefully one day there'll be enough research to find a cure for the condition. It would be fantastic if we reached that point. There's so much being discovered every year. I mean, who's to say there won't be a new treatment in a year's time that elongates people's lives even more?
Yeah, well,
may well be.
I hope there is. Sadly, at the moment, it is a terminal illness, isn't it?
Sadly, there is no cure, no known cure at the moment. But people do seem to be living longer. The quality of life is improving under certain treatments. Not for all, but for many. You know, we're seeing some green shoots, if you like. You know,
so all steps in the right direction, that, isn't it? But as well as pursuing the cost of private treatment, you'll pursue money to compensate, presumably, for things like loss of earnings.
That's right. If somebody can no longer work, we claim for loss of earnings. There'll be a claim for care and assistance, aid and equipment that they may need around their home, and also a claim for the condition itself, the pain and suffering that they have to endure. They need to be compensated for that. So we're making sure that people are financially secure. They've got enough to be worrying about trying
exactly.
to tackle this
That's
condition.
The key thing is they've got enough to worry about
exactly.
with their health.
Without having to worry about money. I mean, you know what it's like nowadays with the cost of living crisis. The last thing you want to be worrying about is turning on the heating if you're struggling with one of these conditions. So at least that pot of money is there to make sure that people don't have to worry about that when they're trying to combat this disease.
And are you able to turn these cases around fairly quickly?
Absolutely, and that's something we pride ourselves on at Oliver & Co. Average turnaround time for our mesothelioma cases is about 3 to 5 months, really.
That is quick. I thought you were going to say it goes on for years.
Not cases that drag on and on and on. I mean, usually if you have a good statement from a client telling their story and then a medical expert supports the claim, there's no real arguments that can be made by the defendants on the other side. It was so often the case that the companies knew it was dangerous and chose to do nothing about it, or they should have known it was dangerous and they still chose to do nothing about it, putting profit before people's lives, as always, as it was back in the day.
What about before it was known that asbestos was dangerous?
It has been known to be dangerous since the late 19th century, would you
believe? Oh, has it? I thought it was 50s or 60s.
By 1965, a key date, October 65, it was said that people should have been aware that minimal exposure could cause mesothelioma. But prior to that, substantial exposure was known to cause asbestosis, asbestos-related lung cancer, and mesothelioma.
So I didn't know is not a defence now in this aspect of law.
Not really. No. Certainly, as soon as you start getting beyond that 1965 date, and most people are exposed beyond that date now.
Yeah, because it's 60 years ago nearly.
Exactly.
Isn't it? Yeah.
They haven't really got a defence to come up with. So they can be very serious cases, high-value claims, but there can be very straightforward cases to win if you have the right evidence. The key is to take a really detailed statement at the start, make sure you get your research right, that we're presenting the claim in the right way against a defendant company or insurer, and deal with it as quickly as you possibly can. I mean, we're speaking to our clients on a daily basis. You get very friendly with them. Never a happy ending, really, even when we win a case, but at least we've held somebody to account for what's happened.
Yeah, and made the remaining time of the person suffering better if they're able to afford private treatment now as a result of your successful claim. And, of course, giving them the peace of mind that their loved ones are going to be looked after when they're no longer here. And that's so important.
So important. Yeah. I mean, I had a case not too long ago, and my client passed away only a month after I settled the case, but I remember his words so clearly. He just said, "You'll never understand what this means to me. I know now that my wife and children are going to be looked after forever because of what you've done." And it's just so rewarding to do this work. It's a real privilege to represent clients who are going through the worst time in their lives. And my team and I work so hard, you know, to do our best for them.
Well, great to see you, James. Thanks for coming in and telling us all about it.
Lovely to see you, Gavin.
And just remind us how we get in touch with you or anybody else in all the other specialisms at Oliver & Co.
Direct dial telephone number for the asbestos work is 01244 354 663.
Excellent. Great to meet you, James.
Thank you, Gavin.
Cheers. Hopefully it's not 3 years before you see each other again.
Hopefully not. Take care.